This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Day. I'm a happy girl. All right, so what happened is I woke up today. Yeah, you know, I did my thing. You know, I peed, pooped, all that other good stuff. Got on the scale, and I lost 2 pounds. Two pounds. I've never lost 2 pounds. I think I've lost 2 pounds in my life. I mean, I lost the baby weight, but that was in big chunks of 5 and 10, and then I don't know what happened. And, but I mean, 2 pounds. And, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I did. You know, yeah, there was a lot of news. I did a lot of work, you know, over the last few days, you know, in terms of, you know, and everything going on with, you know, Tiger Woods and all the, I don't know, you know, American Healthcare Act. But I got to tell you something. I think I figured out how I lost the weight. Okay, and I can't say that you guys should do the same thing. But if I really, really had to put my finger on why I lost 2 pounds is I picked a scab. And this was like one of those like monster scabs. And I think that's how I lost the 2 pounds. I mean, there's no other, I didn't eat differently. I mean, everything else is the same. No, I didn't have a reduction. No, that would, no. So that's what they, and you know, the scab was an interesting one. Okay. You guys know about scabs, right? You know, scabs are really, really cool. And I could do a whole dissertation on scabs. Scab is like your defense mechanism to protect a part of the skin. You know, when you have a deep hole or if you have an issue where you could bleed or introduce infection in your scab, it's kind of like the Wolverine body functions where you close it up and you heal it over. But, you know, this scab in particular that I had to pick off, I mean, it was like really, really thick. So there must have been a lot of fibrin in it. There must have been a lot of like old platelets, old red blood cells. In fact, I even saw a piece of hair stuck in the middle of it. I don't know how that, maybe, you know, maybe what happened is I got cats and dogs and my dog sheds like crazy. Shed. S-H-E-D. Shed. He sheds like crazy. No, we can't talk about anything else. This is, hey, come on, this is radio. And there was a piece of hair. It was blonde, so it really can't be mine because my hair is either brunette or gray, honestly. I try to dye it blonde, but that doesn't work. But there was a piece of hair in it. So maybe what happened is as, you know, the cells were starting to line and the fibrin was depositing and things were trying to dry and the protective crust was, you know, crust was kind of forming, a little bit of hair got in there. Now, the reason why I had a scab, and thank you guys for asking and really caring about this, but the reason why I had a scab is because I think I have another skin cancer on this arm. This is my right arm. And my husband likes to do all the driving. He's kind of one of those men where it's like, I'm going to drive. You know, he doesn't let me drive. I'm like, honey, I got this. I'm in the driver. He's like, no, I'll drive. Yeah, but you drive like crap. I'll drive. I'm the man. It's like, all right, you're the man, please. So here I sit, right, in the passenger side, and the sun comes in through the window. And I've already had some dysplastic pre-melanoma something. And I guess over the last year, I have this little thing that keeps growing. It's not dark like a melanoma. We've reviewed skin cancer and melanomas, our ABCDEs. Do we need to review our ABCDEs? If I have to review the ABC, okay, gosh, people, I'm going to give you a quiz. This is ridiculous. A is for asymmetry. Now, this is more for melanoma, where if you look at your mole and you cut the mole in half, that half side should look like the other half, like a freckle. If not, that's asymmetrical. B is if it has a border, an abnormal border, as opposed to a nice, smooth, clear-cut border like a freckle. A melanoma or a very abnormal mole could have a funny-looking border, right, because cancer is chaotic. C, color, if it has multiple colors and not just one, right? D is diameter, right, if it's bigger than centimeter, that's kind of big, or if the diameter is changing. E is either for evolving or evolution. or anything that makes you think something's cancer. And then F, you guys know what F stands for. Fast. It stands for fast, where it's growing fast. I'm so sick of you guys. I swear. You're going to get a pop quiz. So anyway, this little thing, it was cute, and it didn't have a symmetry or border, but it just keeps growing back no matter how many times I scratch it off. So what I did is I did some cryotherapy to it. I had some old, you know, liquid nitrogen spray, you know, from my office from years ago that it probably overexpired, but I have it at the house. So what I did is I froze the hell out of it, and how that works with the cryotherapy, it's very, very cool. What you do is you freeze something to the point where it kind of gets a little bit of frostbite, then it scabs, and then the scab will hopefully take off the offending agent. Now, do not do this for melanoma. Do not do this on your own. But I just thought, because, you know, I took my ABCDE quiz and, you know, passed it. I just thought, you know what, let me try that. And so last night, I was like, I cannot wait for the sucker to come off. And it did. And I lost 2 pounds. Now, you know what? Actually, let me give a pound and a half for that. The other thing I did is I'm going to be speaking at Talkers Magazine convention in New York this week. So I decided to pluck my eyebrows. You know, you guys know my eyebrow. I decided to make my one eyebrow into two. So that must have taken off a little bit of weight. And then, yeah, the upper lip, you know what? This time around, I didn't even wax. I'm like, you know what? Honey, give me a razor. I am, like, so sick of this stuff. So basically, that's what happened. And I was thinking if I want to lose a little bit more weight, I could remove the IUD, you know, but that only weighs a couple ounces. I just got to get skinny for this week. I got to look really, really good. But that's what happened to my scab. Now, we got a very, very, very important show today, so make sure you guys have your seatbelts on. This is going to be very interesting. Tiger Woods was found, quote-unquote, asleep at the wheel. And no alcohol in the system. He passed his breathalyzer test. But it looks like he had 4 medications that possibly caused him to fall asleep at the wheel. We're going to talk about those. We're also going to talk about, could he possibly have impulse control disorder? I remember years ago, there were issues with his quote-unquote sex addiction when Aline, his wife, got mad at him and threw a golf club at his car because she found out he was cheating on her. So, you know, could there be an issue? And so, of course, I love psychology and psychiatry, and so I'm going to give my 2 cents about that. And this is huge, you guys. When we need to screen for somebody who's under the influence of marijuana, we've been using a test that doesn't really do the trick. Well, get this. 2 medical students who's going to be joining me in the next hour or in the next segment found the flaw, and not only found it, they fixed it. And they got Nevada to turn around and change the law using this antiquated urine test. Very, very cool. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh yeah, we're bad. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. We call him Blakey Boo. They call him Blakey Boo. He really likes it. He's totally cool with that. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Notice I said that without my lisp. There was not one piece of my lisp. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Okay, guys, this is fascinating to me. All right, for years now we have been discussing legalizing marijuana and what we need to do logistically, all right, whether you're for legalization or not, how do we deal with impaired drivers? And one concern we had is how does law enforcement, shall we say, once they go through the sobriety test, how does law enforcement tell if one is under the influence of marijuana, because marijuana can be in the system for days, if not weeks. Well, two medical students from Touro University, Nevada, yes, two of my students, they, oh, they're awesome, Graham Lambert and Charles Cullison, actually found the flaw in a law in Nevada on how they test for marijuana and actually fixed it. This is phenomenal. So I want you guys to all welcome Graham Lambert and Charles Cullison here. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having us on the show.
No, awesome, man. This is great. Okay, so, Graham, I'm going to start with you. Okay, this all started with a research project. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so basically we were in class, and we had an opportunity presented to the class by Dr. Havens from Touro, and it was essentially an ACLM poster competition. That's the American College League, American College of Legal Medicine. And he just gave us the opportunity as a class to come up with a competition involving medicine and, you know, something with a legal aspect to it. So, you know, we took that on, and we basically went to the paper, and we wanted to do something that was relevant. And at the time, you know, question two was around the corner, and that was a really hot topic. So we wanted to do something that involved that with the marijuana. And basically, in doing all the research, we kind of came across this, you know, incongruency or flaw with the dealing with the NRS 484C.110, and we decided to attack that head on.
Oh, man, awesome. Graham, Charles, you know, I've given both of you guys a lot of crap for not paying attention in class, but if this is what you were doing in class, then, wow. Tell us a little bit about the research involved. How did you kind of determine this?
Yeah, sure. This is exactly what we were doing in class. So as far as the research goes, you really had to start out with what Graham was saying earlier. You have to make a plan of attack and kind of figure out what topic you want to go to and go from there and branch out. There's different types of research that you can do. Our research was more of a meta-analysis, and what I mean by that is we didn't do any experiments, or we didn't actually smoke marijuana ourselves to feel what it was like. We read
okay.
Yeah, I had to say that on the radio. We read article upon article, all dealing with what other researchers in the past have been doing and what has led up to our understanding of marijuana as it is today. There's thousands of research articles out there. We read from forensic toxicology books, the things that, you know, the Las Vegas Metro Police Department toxicologists use, and we did interviews with different forensic toxicologists. Senior forensic toxicology officer Timothy Sissette was somebody who we reached out to in Henderson, mm-hmm. who kind of helped us along the way as well. And so once we had all the information kind of gathered together, which again included the different, like, dozens of research articles that we used and different interviews that we had gone to, we drew this conclusion. And then we pretty much had to put it on a poster. And then that's where we were when we went to the first ACLM competition. We had all this done on a poster. We had drawn a conclusion. And people didn't really believe us at first because it is kind of a big incongruency in the law. And it was so popular and something that was coming up right around the corner that they all recognized its importance and then kind of ushered us to keep going with it.
Absolutely. No, I'm glad you guys did. And I tell you what, Charles and Graham, I mean, that's pretty gutsy because you have a law saying this is how we're going to test for marijuana. This is the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. And here you two who are in your studies, you're going into your third year as osteopathic medical students at Touro, and being able to take on, you know, such a force, I'm really, really impressed. That's pretty gutsy. So, Graham, if you don't mind, can you explain a little bit about what the metabolite was that we were using? Now, again, I know many of my listeners listen in other states, but as states are around the country starting to legalize marijuana or allow marijuana for medicinal use, this is going to be very pertinent and relevant to any state. Graham, tell us a little bit about what we were doing wrong here in Nevada and what needed to get fixed.
Sure. Yeah, there's a few different things to tackle, I guess, for this. What we had is the NRS, which kind of dictates what the chemicals are and the level limits to consider someone impaired for a DUI, has listed for marijuana and marijuana metabolites as, you know, you could do a blood test or a urine test. Well, The problem with the urine test is, even though it has the marijuana listed, which they're referring to the Delta-9 THC, which everyone knows as THC.
That's the one that causes the euphoria. That's the more psychoactive component. Right.
Right. That's the one most people know about. And that one is listed to be tested for in urine, but actually doesn't show up in urine at all. And so, that needed to go away for the part of urine. And then the marijuana metabolite listed to test for in urine to determine impairment, is THC carboxy, which is an inactive, inert, non-psychoactive compound. It can't cause any cognitive impairment, and it stays in the body for extended periods of time after you stop using. One of the studies that we cite in our poster actually states that they can stay in the body for up to 76 days after the cessation of use.
Mm-hmm.
And so because there's no consistency or, I guess, correlation between, use and the impairment and the detectable levels of this THC carboxy, it's essentially an invalid, improper use to determine a DUI. And so that needs to go away. And what we came up with is we found out that for blood, which is essentially allowed for testing in the NRS 484C.110, they can test for the THC, the Delta-9 THC, which is good because, again, that is psychoactive.
The psychoactive component, right. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then for the marijuana metabolite, which shows up in blood, there's another metabolite called 11-hydroxy-THC. And this is an important compound because it's actually more psychoactive. It crosses the blood-brain barrier faster, more readily than Delta-9 THC, and it has a tighter binding. And so essentially an individual can be more impaired actually by that compound or substance rather than the Delta-9 THC. Now the problem is that this compound isn't tested for throughout Nevada consistently. According to our sources, the only individuals that do test for it is the Henderson PD. And so that's an issue because with medicinal marijuana and recreational marijuana, the way it's metabolized determines which substance you're primarily impaired by.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you smoke marijuana, you're essentially more impaired by the Delta-9 THC, which they test for throughout Nevada, and that's good. But the 11-hydroxy is the primary component that you're impaired by if you orally ingest it.
Right, and which is huge now. Mm-hmm. Which is now going to probably be one of the exponentially increasing ways to take in marijuana, the ingestibles. And so, I'm sorry, Graham, go ahead.
No, that's fine. You're absolutely correct. And basically what that means is that if someone orally ingests, they'll be impaired by the substance. But if you're not testing for that, you'll essentially miss it because it goes under first pass metabolism after you orally ingest it. The Delta-9 THC gets converted into 11-hydroxy. And so what you're essentially doing by not testing for it is you're going to be missing anyone that orally ingests, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
They could be impaired, and you may pull them over for a DUI. You could do the blood test for the Delta-9 THC, and, they may be within allowable limits. But if you test them for 11-hydroxy, they'll be truly impaired, and you'll know that for sure.
Mm-hmm. I hope my listeners, let me just kind of, my listeners are really worried that they're going to be getting a pop quiz on this. And guys, I broke all this down for you on my website. All right. So I wrote an article about their phenomenal research on my website. So check it out because I break it down. But basically what we were doing is in the urine test, we were testing a metabolite that can be sitting around for like up to 73 days. And that didn't necessarily mean you were impaired right then and there. Now, Charles and Graham, can you stay on for a little while longer? We're coming up on a break.
Yeah,
we got
no problem,
more to talk about. Okay. But you guys, not to get political here, but do you see why we need medical personnel involved when it comes to making laws? Do you see why we need medicine behind it? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You've
heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Robert from Andover asks if he could be excluded and excused from the pop quiz. No, you cannot be excused from popcorn. This is ridiculous, people. Okay, get your number two pencil sharpened because I am going to be giving you a pop quiz. I'm just not going to tell you when. We got Charles Collison and Graham Lambert, osteopathic medical students from Touro University in Nevada, who found a flaw in the way Nevada State checks for driver-related impairment as it relates to marijuana and was able to actually go to the state legislature and fix it. This is obviously a very, very hot topic now in multiple states as we see more and more states start to legalize marijuana and many people going to the edibles because they're, you know, afraid of issues with smoking, et cetera, and, you know, they don't want to get the bad breath. And I don't know. I think it's expensive either way. And so there's a big concern even by people that don't smoke or are even pro-legalization of marijuana. How do we manage the, you know, drivers? How do we figure out who's impaired? Just because you have marijuana in your system doesn't necessarily mean you were actively impaired at the time of driving. Charles, so, you know, you guys talked about the science. You came up with the science. How did you go from that to being able to get a group of legislators to even listen to you?
That's an excellent question. And before I begin that, it started with the wonderful Touro faculty that we have, of course, given the opportunity. Dr. Sadiq, who backed our original research, who kind of helped us throughout the process and helped us form our words into a great argument, Dr. Don Havens. We got advice from our faculty at Touro to reach out to our local chair or assembly people for our district. So Graham and I had to find who represented our districts on the Assembly of Nevada. And we reached out to them and had a phone interview. We met with them in person. And originally we were actually we were told by both of them that the science sounded great and thank you for calling, but it almost seemed like it was too much for one assembly person to propose by themselves. And we were actually given the advice that we needed to go to at the head of a committee because that would give it more weight. And so that's exactly what we did. We reached out to Assemblyman Steve Yeager, who is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee for the Nevada Assembly. And we had Graham initially reached out to him, did a cold call, left him a message about our research. And, you know, assembly people get dozens of these calls daily from the people who they represent in their district. But he gave us a call back based on what Graham had to say, and we explained everything to him, and he had us forward him the research. And from that, he jumped on board with us with that and just gave us so many opportunities and followed us throughout the whole process. So he decided to take our research and then and he used our research as the backing for AB 135.
That's amazing. No, that's great. Yeah, Graham, what would you guys have done if you got a no, a big no, from Steve Yeager or any of the other assemblymen?
Well, honestly, excuse me, I'm not sure what else we could do. I guess I just go back to, you know, the people we've been working with for advice on who to take it up with. You know, Dr. Havens kind of directed us on individuals that might be good people to, you know, help back this bill and make it come to what it is today. One of the people that also helped us with that is Senator Dr. Hardy, who, you know, he verified some of the information that we found because it is a big deal and it is controversial. And when you put something out there that big, you want to make sure that you're 100% absolutely correct. And so he was instrumental in that. And I think, you know, the fact that he was willing to help us out with the process, I think we probably could have leaned on him as well for some direction. But essentially, it's we can only do so much. And then once we get to that level, it's, you know, whether they're willing to accept it or not, it's kind of out of our hands. So it's just a matter of pitching it and hoping that someone actually sees what the research is for what it is and is willing to make that first step to carry it into a bill draft request.
Well, I'm glad you guys didn't get a no. And if you do ever get a no, you know you could come to me. I will raise hell up there in Carson City. So you know you could always come to me. But you guys did it on your own. This was excellent. And, yes, Dr. Sadiq and Dr. Havens and everybody, oh, my God, these guys are great. You know, Charles, both of you, Graham, Charles, when you guys got behind the mic and you spoke to these legislators, were you guys nervous?
I was very nervous. We had rehearsed, you know, our our kind of little spiels, because there's a lot of science in this bill, a lot of it. And when you get into words like metabolite and you start adding the decimals and the dashes and the huge names, and there's like 17 parts to one name for one of these compounds, people get lost. And so we had to take something that kind of comes natural to us because we're used to reading the research articles and interpreting the long names. And we had to kind of shorten all that into a 2 to 3 minute like elevator speech. So Graham mm-hmm. and I both had to do that. And so was it going to come across? Were they going to connect with that? And then hopefully we get follow-up questions to kind of go into a little more detail. But that's what kind of made me nervous. I don't know, Graham?
Yeah, I agree. It's difficult in trying to take something as complex and, you know, there's a lot of components to it, and ensuring that you can make it simple and understandable to people that may not have a science background and, you know, not make their eyes glaze over. So, you know, that was a big concern. And of course there's time constraints and, you know, so it's that, and, you know, it's being recorded. So not making a fool of yourself is kind of also a concern. So, yeah, it's nerve-wracking for sure. We've never done anything like that, and it was exciting, but it was also fun.
Yeah, I make a fool of myself every day. I practice my show in the mirror. I do. I practice every day in my show to the cats, and then I get on air, and I just pray to God that nobody asks me a very fancy question that I can't answer. And I got to tell you something. I mean, in all honesty, there was a lot of chemistry, a lot of biochemistry, a lot of science behind it. You also have to make sure none of the assemblymen or legislators, you know, fall asleep. And so, you know, not only do you have to, you know, be able to convey the science, but you also want to make sure that, you, which is what lawyers and you know, people in the media have to always keep in mind, no joke, where, you know, you keep them engaged, you know, and not only keep them engaged to listen to you, but make them vote your way. Yeah, it's honestly very, very good skills. And so both of you, what was it like to see the governor actually sign this bill? All your hard work getting signed. What was that like?
If I can go first. I was completely starstruck originally. When we first went up there, we thought that we were just going to be flies on the wall, because there was actually a lot of people that were kind of going into the room with us for the bill signing.
With Governor Sandoval. Yeah.
With Governor Sandoval. And he made us feel like rock stars. When we first came in, we were the first ones to enter the room. He shook us by the hand. He presented us with certificates. Mm-hmm. I think I was smiling I was smiling the entire time. My face hurt at the very end of it. He probably thought, what is wrong with this guy? I was smiling so much. But Graham?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really amazing experience. And, you know, it was very gracious for him to give us his time. I know they're all busy right now. And it was just a dream come true to see a year's worth of our hard work, you know, come into a bill, and you know, it's actually gone through. It's amazing. And, you know, it wasn't just us. We had a lot of different resources that helped us throughout different steps. And, you know, I would argue that even though we came up with the research findings, that I think without all those individuals, you know, we would never get this far. It wouldn't have gone through.
Big
so it was very fortunate.
So, Graham Charles, in the last minute, what needs to happen next?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know about what Charles thinks, but from what when I was talking to the senior forensic toxicologist at Henderson PD, they seemed very undermanned and low on equipment to handle the workload that they have to run these samples. So personally, what I think would be nice is if we could see a little money go their way and you know, maybe get them another machine to run these samples.
Okay.
Are we still
Charles, yeah, Charles Graham, it looks like we're out of time. Thank you guys, both of you. You guys rock, and all the help you got from Toro, but you guys did this. I'm so proud of you. Charles Graham, you guys are rock stars. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOLLY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Oh,
show. Thank you all for tuning in to 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, Tiger Woods, tremendous athlete, phenomenal golfer. Unfortunately, since 2008, things have started to go downhill. I don't know if he's won a major championship since 2008. And unfortunately, things went downhill, not so much in terms of his golfing, but in terms of his private life. And think back in 2009, he ended up getting into a car accident. From what we understand, his wife at the time, Aline, threw a golf club at the car. I don't know if that caused the accident or if he was in the accident prior. I'm not sure. But unfortunately, accident had opened up to a lot of revelations of his extramarital affairs. And he subsequently became divorced from his wife at the time. And unfortunately, this week, and I believe it was Monday at about 3 a.m., he was found slumped at the wheel. And the 41-year-old golfer had been extremely slowed and slurred speech, and he failed 4 field sobriety tests. Okay? But, get this, he wasn't able to correctly recite the national anthem backwards. They submitted him, Tiger Woods, to a breathalyzer, and this was near his home in Jupiter, Florida. And he blew a .000 both times. So he passed his breathalyzer test. There was no alcohol in the system. He did agree to have a urine test, so the results haven't been made yet. But the affidavit, which was obtained by DailyMail.com and a bunch of other news sources, ABC, etc., discusses that Tiger Woods was on 4 prescription drugs. Celexa, Vicodin, Torix, and Vioxx. Now, you know, this Celexa, to me, that sounds like it kind of sounds like a Skelexin. Now, he had just recently had surgery. He just recently had fusion surgery. And this fusion surgery for his back followed multiple other surgeries that he's had. I believe he's had multiple microdiscectomies. I know he had an ACL tear. He had a right knee ACL repair. He had multiple microdiscectomies. And then, unfortunately, he had to have a fusion of his back that was done April 20th. So, unfortunately, you know, it's a lot of surgery. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he does have some pain medications at home. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a muscle relaxant. Torix kind of sounds like Toradol, but I believe it's a COX-2 inhibitor similar to Celebrex. And then Vioxx. Vioxx I wouldn't take at the same time as Torix. Again, these are names that aren't typical American medication names. Vicodin and Vioxx, yes, but Vioxx was supposed to be taken off the market years ago, which makes me think that maybe these are Canadian medications or medications from another country. And so for him to fail 4 field sobriety tests, okay, without any alcohol, makes me wonder how much of these medications or what the mixture cost. What exactly transpired when 2 or 3 of these medications were taken together. Now, people take anti-inflammatories and, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and they take, pain medications all the time. Pain medications like Vicodin will have some Tylenol component to it, acetaminophen. It'll also have a narcotic component to it. And then medications like Vioxx or Celebrex, etc., those are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Torix sounds like Toradol, but I don't think that's what it is. I think it's a COX-2 inhibitor. Again, very similar to Vioxx. You really want to take both of them at the same time. Celexa, I don't know. My team cannot find out what exactly that means. Only thing I could think of is it's similar to Skelexin, maybe a muscle relaxant. And so if he only had a pill or two and these all mixed together, this cements the fact and emphasizes the point that we have some pretty big issues when it comes to drug intoxication, where it may not be an amount, a quantity of it, but more of a quality. Mixing a narcotic with a muscle relaxant could be very dangerous. But again, we can't confirm that he had a muscle relaxant. But what we can confirm is that he was without alcohol, but slumped over his Mercedes. And Tiger Woods is known as Eldrick T. Woods. And he was approached by a member of the Jupiter Police Department. He was wearing a seatbelt, but he was sound asleep. He was idling in the middle of Military Trail about 1 mile from police headquarters at a deserted stretch of road at night. But during the day, it's a pretty busy traffic artery. He was woken up by cops. He was alone in the car. He told them he had no ideas where he was. He stated he was coming from L.A., California from golfing. According to this report, Woods stated that he did not know where he was. Woods had changed his story of where he was going to and where he was coming from. Was asked how far away from his house, and he was confused. And it's sad to see something like this. I mean, you know, somebody as well-loved years ago as he was, you know, it makes you wonder if he has some impulse control issues. Now, impulse control disorder is something that I looked at a little bit, and I wrote about this on my website, because you know, back then in 2008, we've talked about this, or 2009, we talked about how he was admitted into rehab for sex addiction. And he cited that was one of the reasons why he had been unfaithful to his wife, sex addiction. And then if this had been a DUI because of a medication that he took very impulsively, you need to look at possibly an impulse control disorder. Now, many people say, look, okay, you just have to, you know, control yourself. You need to, you know, be exhibiting better behavior. But impulse control disorder is actually a DSM-5 diagnosis. It's actually a disorder that people could have psychologically, such that they have maybe gambling binges or sex binges or shopping binges, not necessarily as mania, but as they can't control certain impulses. Sometimes you could have an impulsive explosive disorder, an impulsive explosive disorder where you could yell, scream, etc. And unfortunately, sometimes you could even include violence. That could be one subset of this. Alcohol addiction, drug addiction, etc. So, you know, we still don't have all the details. And, you know, as much as I want our celebrities to have privacy, you know, at times like this, and, you know, everybody deserves, you know, their privacy. What makes us concerned as viewers and as readers is when you hear somebody that's appears to be very physically fit, with the exception of, you know, having orthopedic, you know, injuries and surgeries. When somebody falls asleep at the wheel, people want to make sure that that doesn't happen to them. And if that particular celebrity is taking medications very similar to what, you know, you or I take, that's very concerning. And the problem we have is we don't get the full story from the media. We're trying to protect the privacy, but while protecting the privacy, we get little bits and pieces, and these little bits and pieces are what news stories come from. So now you see these news stories that he took Vicodin, he fell asleep at the wheel. And there's this medication that none of us in America know. It's probably a foreign medication, a foreign brand. It could be an anti-inflammatory, it could be a muscle relaxant, who knows. And people want to know if, you know, there's a potential for their medications to interact as such. So the media has a responsibility to make sure you get the correct story. So once a story comes out there, and it's not, you know, once a story comes out there and it's not as clear cut, you know, and it starts to spurn all these other stories where people are like, well, oh my gosh, you know, is this what happens? This what happens? Yeah, it's concerning. For me, the impulse control disorder issue is nothing I want him diagnosed with. But if he has behaviors that lead him to put others at danger, including himself, driving while you're slumped over a car, we need to, as, you know, a society, identify those people and make sure they get help. And so, you know, we don't want to see somebody like this fall. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.